gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jocelyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Tony and Maria Ryan.
From Doggone Positive out of Port St. Lucie, Florida, here to answer your training and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Michael Hambrick.
And
Scotty D.
And the show is brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats than with the special treat, and Vitacraft Lick and Lap is the way to go. It is a creamy paste that your cats are going to fall in love with, and it's free from artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives. And, by the way, you can find it at Vitacraft.us. You can find it at Walmart.com or in your pet stores. Also, Good Pets Foods, natural supplements and treats for your dog. You will love them as well as your dog. And they're good for your dog as well. You can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. Also, you can listen to us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. Hit #250 on your smartphone. You can go to Alexa, CRN4, TuneIn, or TalkinPets.com. This is Talkin' Pets.
The night sky filled with endless stars. It somehow feels like home away from here. I can feel it in my bones at every hour. Though my roots are firmly planted here. Were we once a shooting star that blazed the sky, shattered.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. Give us a call at 818-818-6401. That's 818-818-6401. Our girl Darla is there at Facebook Live. If you want to hit us on Facebook Live, please do so, and Darla will tell you everything you want to know. And it's at Talkin' Pets Radio. No G in the talkin', by the way. And we're speaking with Maria Ryan from Doggone Positive out of Port St. Lucie, Florida, here to answer your behavior and your training questions. And once again, like I said, you're listening to Talking Pets.
Hello, this is Sid Caesar talking to Talking Pets, John Patch. And take care of the animals. They love you.
I remember so well when he did that for me. And such a great guy. And he's no longer with us, but... You know, I was a big fan of his. He was the coach in Grease with the Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta, which was a great movie. But speaking of movies, by the way, if you're going to the movies this weekend, your top five movies as of last weekend were...
Otherwise known
cannot entertain what he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers just half for fun. Hope I don't have to pee for the movie, son. Floor's always so sticky, what the heck? Stuck in this hall of sadness and my shoes are all checked. Always making to my seat, no time to spare. Nobody in front of me better have long hair. Chris Reed, Mark Simpson, your hair's legit, but somewhere in the back is where you're gonna need to sit.
We're going to the movies.
So if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, you may want to check out these top five films as of last week. A little bit of a surprise to myself. Superman is at $272 million in 2 weeks. That's a lot of money, considering Superman, I thought, was super mediocre. It was okay, but it did drop a lot. It was well into 100 and some million in, actually over that, probably 200 million in its first week, and it dropped down to 58 million in its second. But there's still some fascination with the with this one, but I think they over-characterized it a bit. But the dog is a big hit. Everybody loves the dog, and so and it's absolutely gorgeous. It's a schnauzer type of dog. And but now all the breeders are trying to breed this dog, mm-hmm. which is not a good thing. Jurassic World Rebirth was number two. 3 weeks out, it's made $292 million. I loved it. Scotty,
great
you
movie.
Saw it, right?
Oh, my God. I love the movie.
Michael, did you see it?
Really?
No, I haven't seen the movie yet, but I've heard great,
it's amazing.
Great things. Yeah.
It's amazing. I really liked it a lot. Maria, you got to see it. It's really good. And there's
it
animals
is.
Throughout
yeah,
the whole thing.
Right.
So, fantastic.
It might not be an animal that you want to put on a leash and collar, but there's a lot of animals in that movie. Now, number three was I Know What You Did Last Summer, mm-hmm. and I did screen that one.
How was that?
It made $20 million in its opening week,
That, right?
which isn't bad for a horror film, and I did. I really liked it a lot. Mm-hmm. I think they kind of gave it a rebirth as well. So it was a little more on the original side, and I thought it was pretty good. I enjoyed it. Smurfs, I heard, not as good as the other ones. It only made $19 million in its opening week, but I don't know. Would you consider a Smurf an animal?
No.
I mean, no.
They're more human-like than animals.
Gnomish, I guess.
Yeah, gnome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's something. and then
there's
F1.
Something.
F1, the movie with Brad Pitt, $161 million in 4 weeks. No animals in that movie, but that movie was amazing. So there's some good movies to definitely see out there. I did get to screen The Fantastic Four, First Steps. Mm. I gave it 3 out of 4. I might have given it 3.5 out of 4, but I don't know. Scott, what did you think? Did you like the movie?
I liked the movie. It was very exciting. It was fun. I liked the audience reaction, the cheering and the clapping. So I know the audience that was there certainly ate it up. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, we went to the screening, and so the audience is a lot different at a screening than a normal.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Because, like, Michael, you've been at the screenings before, and it's like they cheer and so on and so forth at things. And, you know, I have to admit, I like the cast better than I thought I was going
Absolutely.
To.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
I like the movie better than Superman because it wasn't so overwhelming with characters. And I thought it was really good writing, and the special effects were pretty cool, too.
So if you could compare it to the other Fantastic Four movies.
Much better.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, the one that came out years ago with Michael B. Jordan just didn't hit the mark. But I like Michael B. Jordan now. I think he's fantastic.
I know,
But also, so I did do that one, and you can read my reviews at TalkinPets.com, the website, or you can read them on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. Please do. And also, you can read reviews on all the other movies that I have there as well. So please check those out. If you're going to the movies, you might want to consider it. But once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. So pick the phone up. Give us a call. We're open to your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets, your dogs, your cats, whatever you may have. Maria, you know, might be able to answer it also on a hamster. But a big old shout-out to Bill Meyer and the gang out there in Medford, Oregon.
Hi.
Welcome on, KMED, 105.9, 106.3, and 106.7. Welcome on the Talkin' Pets. We'd like to hear from you guys in Medford. So pick up the phone and give us a call, 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. That is the number to call. But when we come, we get a story from Michael Hambrick, our producer here, and also more and more to come from Maria Ryan and myself, John Patch. And we have a story coming up in the hour from Scotty D, as well as much more, and a contest where you could win one of the prizes here of Talkin' Pets, so stay tuned for that as well. But the number 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401, this is Talkin' Pets. And the girls respond to the call. I have a poor one shot. Who let the dogs out? 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 I see the young people had a ball push. Billy Bonders, get out. Get back, Gruffy. Bash, Gruffy. Get back, you flea infested mongrel. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent right now. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident, like a car accident or slip and fall, call now to find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
In the know, I'm Janet Simmons. BuzzRx medical advisor, Dr. Cedric Jamie Rutland, pulmonary, critical care, and internal medicine physician, shares how you can stay healthy and save money this allergy season.
Spring is notorious for high pollen levels, which can be especially difficult for people with seasonal allergies. Treatment often involves avoiding known allergens and using antihistamines, decongestants, or corticosteroid nasal sprays.
Asthma treatment focuses on controlling airway inflammation and preventing flare-ups.
Using inhaled corticosteroids or rescue inhalers may be a part of your asthma control routine. Check out BuzzRx, a simple solution for saving money on prescription medications. It's a free prescription discount card and app service that allows users to save up to 80% on their medications.
People with a monthly prescription refill can save an average of $1,100 annually. Download the BuzzRx app or visit BuzzRx.com to learn more.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to KahanapaliResort.com. Experience Kahanapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets every night, golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Ka'anapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to KahanapaliResort.com. That's KahanapaliResort.com. The Ka'anapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
In Walnut Grove, California, dozens of peacocks and peahens known for wandering the grounds of historic Art Deco Hotel in Sacramento Delta are missing, and the hotel staff said Tuesday they believe the birds were stolen. After a customer at the Ride Hotel mentioned Sunday seeing two men grabbing one of the birds and putting it inside a cage on the bed of a pickup truck, the staff did a count and realized only four of their exotic birds remained. David Nielsen, the hotel's general manager, said, quote, "We're not sure why anyone would do anything like this, but the staff is absolutely heartbroken," Nielsen said. Authorities are investigating the case as a property crime. The male birds are valued at $2,000 each, and the peahens at $1,000 each, said Sergeant Amar Gandhi, a spokesperson at the Sacramento County Sheriff's Office. He didn't share any additional information. The owner purchased five of the birds to wander the grounds 14 years ago. They reproduced to the point that they became a signature of the hotel, Nielsen said. Peacocks are common in an Art Nouveau design. Staff fed them leftovers of filet mignon, prime rib, and salmon, and over time, the birds became tamer. They got used to people, and the employees began seeing them as pets, even naming some of them. Roth Gorich, the hotel's catering coordinator, said he fed a group of about 15 peafowls twice every day. He named the biggest one Alibaba, Baba for short, because he would walk through the hotel like he owned the place. I joked with the owner that we worked for Baba because he would walk through the diner rooms, the ballrooms, and the garden with this attitude that he was the boss, Gorich said. Peacocks tend to be aloof, but Baba became like a dog, he said. Since the news about the missing birds became public, people have been calling the hotel with tips and possible sightings, including reports of neighbors with new peacock pets, Nielsen said. Hotel staff are hoping that the birds are found and returned home. For now, the hotel has added better and more surveillance cameras, and there are plans to add more fencing. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talking Pets Radio. Reporting, I'm Michael Hambrick.
Never before. She ain't even glanced my way. Boy, I'm already starting to sway. She got me shutting like a peacock. Feathers out proud. Chest all puffed up, floating off the ground. Talking slick, grinning wide like I own the block. Heart skipping like a stone skipping off the dock. I don't know what's come over me, but Lord, that girl got me feeling free. Got me strutting like a peacock.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Give us a call at 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. That is the number to call. We want to talk with you about your pets. The lines are open. 818-818-6401.
Hi, this is Frances Fisher, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets with Mr. John Patch.
Okay, so that's also your trivia question right there.
Okay.
That's Frances Fisher. She was once married to Clint Eastwood, and she was in a huge movie, since this is our movie hour that we talk about movies.
Yeah.
She was in a very gigantic movie, one of the highest grossing movies of all time, that had to deal with a ship.
Hmm.
And by the way, there were dogs on this ship that also perished.
Oh, no.
What movie was it that Frances Fisher starred in with Leonardo DiCaprio? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call if you know that answer. You could pick out a prize. We have cat treats, dog treats. We have the collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets. We have a keychain from Kayla's keys, and we also have an elephant bracelet. We have a harness for a small breed dog, CD from Gino Sasani, dog book from Chicken Soup for the Soul, and a cat book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. So you can go with any of those. If you know what movie Frances Fisher starred in about a big ship,
Big ship.
And several dogs on that ship perished along with people. 818-818-6401. Maria, do you think you have an idea?
I know exactly which one it is. And there's some miracles.
Did I give it away with a certain male actor?
Yeah, you totally did.
Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't going to talk about that.
Not everybody might know that. So
that's true. That's true. Francis Fisher was in this movie, and it was a great movie. I watched it, I think, myself about probably 15 times since it came out years ago. Mm-hmm. And it made so much money, and it still made money. And then they re-released it, a couple months ago? Or a year ago, mm-hmm. something like that. It came back out to the theaters, and they still made money on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they sure did.
But yeah. Frances had a really good role, though. I mean, she was one of the top ones in this movie. So
mm-hmm. that song was everywhere. It was a song that was everywhere playing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. yes. Well, we're going to go to Gary in Oregon, and Gary thinks he knows what the movie was. Gary, what movie was it that Frances Fisher starred in?
Titanic.
I would say you are 100% correct.
I was thinking Jaws. No?
Jaws.
Hey, so that was right. Frances Fisher played the mother in Titanic. What do you want to go with? Do you have dogs? Do you have cats? What do you got out there in Oregon, Gary?
Cats.
Do you want to go with the cat treats from Vitacraft? I've got Lick and Lap, or I've got the Purr Sticks. The Lick and Lap is a creamy paste that you squeeze out for your cats. The Purr Sticks are like a... They're a stick, but it's a snack, but you break it into pieces for your cat. I like the Lick and Lap.
They love them.
Yeah, I'll try that.
We're going to send it to you. So if you would, stay on the line and speak with Sydney, our producer at the network, and we will send out to you the Lick and Lap by Vitacraft out there to Oregon. Thanks, Gary.
Thanks, Gary.
Thanks.
That's Gary out there, and he's listening out in Oregon. Once again, the number is 818-818-6401. Because that was a quick one, I'm going to do another one in the hour, so stay tuned for another contest. And it's going to also deal with a movie. 818-818-6401 is the number. You know, did you know that, Maria, that there were several dogs that perished on the Titanic as well?
I mean, no, but I would assume that mm-hmm. because there were a lot of people that, you know, were rich people, so they probably had a lot of their smaller dogs, and even some of the bigger dogs, you know, such a big extravaganza.
Yeah, I don't remember in the movie, though, if they showed dogs on the ship. Did they? Do you guys remember?
I don't recall a dog.
I don't remember if they... I think when they were boarding the ship, I think a woman walked down with two medium-sized dogs, like Afghans or something, or a larger breed. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that might have been it. But hey, pick the phone up. Give us a call, 818-818-6401. We're open to your training questions and your behavior questions as well. And we want to talk with you. This is Talkin' Pets. I can't believe
he's so trusting. Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver?
Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Page. Welcome to another edition of Talking Pets Rewind. From time to time, Hollywood's finest stop by Talking Pets to talk with us and you about our pets and animals. And with so many big stars coming on Talking Pets, John Patch is never starstruck. Okay, maybe never is too strong a word. We want to welcome on the Talking Pets, Miss Betty White. Hey, Betty, how you doing?
I'm good. Fine. Thank you, John.
You know, it is...
An Arkansas couple was reunited with their beloved pet. And so basically with this pet, they went missing for 4 days thanks to a drone operator who rescued the pup just as a dangerous predator attacked. Now, according to NBC news affiliate KARK TV, Jordan and Book Allen's dog, Whiskey, escaped their Morrilton home's backyard through a loose fence board and disappeared into a nearby wooded area. After several days of searching and posting about Whiskey on social media, that was the name of the dog, the couple connected with Chris Laughlin, a drone pilot and owner of Russellville-based Natural State Drone Solutions. They called me up and they sound pretty desperate, Laughlin said. Laughlin was able to use his drone to scan the woods from the sky and eventually located Whiskey, the dog, along with a coyote. Laughlin said he used the drone's propeller wash to drive the coyote away, allowing the Allens to safely retrieve their pet. Harrowing last-second rescue of a dachshund that had been missing for 4 days. The pup is fine and will be checked out with the vet as a precaution. The couple credits the drone and Laughlin's efforts with saving Whiskey's life and reuniting their family. There was no way that we're or would have found him, they said, without that drone. He actually saved the family. He's a part of our family, they said, and they told Laughlin. Great job, Mr. Laughlin, with your drone on finding a missing dog. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news. And join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
An interesting story from Olympic National Park in Washington State. A cougar was found and killed after attacking a four-year-old child on a popular hiking trail in the Olympic National Park. According to sources, the big cat, who was collared, attacked the child on the afternoon of July 20th. KIOR News reports the cougar was scared off by the child's father, who is being hailed as a hero. Steve Morrow, who was in the area on the day the child was bitten, tells the news agency, quote, "I don't think the kid would survive if it wasn't for his dad jumping in. I mean, he's a hero. You know, it just boils down to safety in numbers, and it is rare that something like this would happen," unquote. The National Park Service briefly closed Hurricane Ridge Road in the surrounding area after the attack. Rangers working with the canine team tracked the big cat and killed it on Monday. If you encounter a cougar on a hike, stay calm and do not run. Maintain eye contact and slowly back away while facing the cougar. Make yourself appear larger by raising your arms, opening your jacket, or holding up a backpack. Speak firmly and loudly to show you're not prey. If the cougar behaves aggressively, throw rocks or sticks without crouching or turning your back. In the rare event of an attack, fight back using any available object. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Scotty D.
A different cougar than you might find out there in the woods, but but cougars can also be under, you know, they can attack as well, both species. So, but once again, you are listening. Well, are you calling yourself a cougar, Maria?
No, I am not a cougar. I am just saying, hey, like, you know,
there's nothing wrong with cougars.
Hey.
I've met many
cougars. No, there's nothing wrong with cougars at all. I'm not saying that. Just don't say that they just, you know, don't clump us all together. Or
well,
them all together.
Pick up the phone, guys, and give us a call if you've got a cougar question. Just kidding. If you've got a behavior question or a training question about your pets, we want to hear from you guys. But, you know, I promised that I was going to put out another ditty that you can win a prize on, and this is it. If you can identify what the name of this movie was, you can win a prize.
Ooh, what a spectacular feast I've got for you. Oh, yes, what a lucky little pork chop you are. Yes, delicious. Oh, yes, yep, yep, yep.
Who's going to grow up to be a big fat pig?
You are, yep.
If you know what movie that is from, pick up the phone and give us a call, and you can win a prize for your cat, your dog, or yourself. We have several things, like Vitacraft for cats. We also have Good Pets Foods for dogs. We have books on cats, on dogs. We have a Silly Bead bracelet from Kayla's Creations. It's a bracelet keychain. We also have a CD from Gino Sassani, a collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets. And we have a bracelet on elephants as well. And a harness for a small breed dog like a Chihuahua or Pomeranian, basically around that size, that you could go with. 818-818-6401. I'll give you a hint. A good friend of mine from, I've known him now several years, James Cromwell, starred in that movie, if you know that actor. What was the name of the movie? 818-818-6401. And it is an animal film. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call if you think you know what it is. You know, Maria, it's funny because my one cat here, Shadow, my black cat, whenever we're doing a show and a co-host or someone is sitting in the co-host chair, Shadow has to have control of that chair. When it's during the week and that chair is empty, she knows no one's coming to sit in it. She doesn't bother with it. But Scotty D is in that chair today. And when he got out of that chair to go to the potty,
yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, he's still in there. But when he came back from the potty, she would not give up that chair.
She was not having it.
Nope. She was hissing and...
As a matter of fact, she is sitting right next to me at the chair here and will not move.
She's waiting for you to get out of it.
She is.
She becomes so protective of that chair.
Yeah.
And what do you think the scenario is on that? I tend to think it's like she wants my attention. And basically I'm giving attention to the person in that chair, and I kind of feel like she doesn't like it. So she thinks when that person disappears that she'll be in that chair and she'll get my attention.
I mean, yeah, I think there's a lot of that, but like the behavior was shaped from the time that the first person started paying attention to the behavior of her going in the chair and always being around that person who sits in that chair. And then you get involved because you're right there. You're right next to within arm's reach. So it's a lot of reinforcing behavior is happening. So, yeah, now she's like, okay, boys, go ahead, try me. This is my chair. You made it my chair. It's my chair. But that doesn't mean you can't change it, like with your yummy little treat that you give away on the show.
She'll come out of that chair for the treat, 100%.
Exactly.
But the thing is, if I try to use a voice on her, I was trying to use a voice, and she won't come out of it. A voice. I literally had to go and get her out of the chair because she will not give it up for anybody.
Well, if she grabs the microphone, we really know her intention.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah. She's reincarnated by somebody.
But, you know, we have to abide by the FCC rules. You never know what's going to come out of Shadow's mouth. So, a little more than a meow, maybe. But, hey, we're gonna go to Richard in Oregon. And, hey, Richard, how you doing?
Hey. Good. I'm good.
Welcome on the Talking Pets. So... Do you think you know... Can you hear me?
Yeah, no, I can.
Okay. Do you think you know what movie that was from?
Sure, that's from Babe.
Yeah. That was a hard one.
Congratulations. Yeah, that was a little harder than the other one. Was that a favorite movie of yours, Richard?
Yeah, it was. It was one of my all-time favorites because growing up, I had pigs, and I always had a favorite one that kind of... was more like a dog than a pig.
That's pretty cool. I could see that, actually. And, you know, pigs are extremely intelligent.
Well, they're smarter than most dogs.
Oh, yeah, 100%. We're going to send you out. What do you want to go with, Richard? We have cat treats, dog treats, books. We got a CD on reptiles, a collapsible water bowl.
I've got a little red heater that I'd like to have some dog treats for.
You got them coming out to you from Good Pets Foods. We're going to ship those out to you and try them. Let us know what you think of them. And stay on the line and speak with Sydney. We'll get your address and we'll ship those out to you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Richard.
Thanks, Richard.
That's Richard out in Oregon. Once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets.
Great movie.
Pick up the phone. Give us a call. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. That is the number to call with your questions, comments, your stories, whatever you may have. We want to talk with you. So what do you think, Maria? I mean, have you ever worked with a pig in training an animal?
I have not. I've trained cats, and I've trained chickens, of course, dogs, but never a pig. I think it would be amazing.
Actually, pigs are very smart, and a lot of people have them as pets. But a lot of people got to remember, though, if you adopt a little pig, a little pot-bellied pig, and you think you're going to get a little shoe-sized piggy, no. You're going to get a couple hundred-pound piggy. They definitely grow up.
You know, when I was a kid, my dad's best friend had a farm, and he had a hog. I don't know. That's same as a pig, I assume. But it was... gigantic, and it followed him around like a dog around the whole farm.
Yeah, they're very smart, very friendly.
I even got to ride it as a little kid.
You just don't want to do that with a boar.
No, this is a hog.
Yeah, a boar will actually track you down and knock you down. But pigs are great. Yeah. I mean, sadly, we do consume them. Some people. But once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets. Give us a call, 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Oh,
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent right now. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident, like a car accident or slip and fall, call now to find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lab. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
life we often have the chance to love so few, a love evolved whether old or new. We experience the feelings that love may bring, that sometimes saddens, but mostly makes our hearts sing. Unconditional love is such a rare find, but when it occurs, it is the true tie that binds. We surround ourselves with this love from our pet, and hold on to the memories to never forget. But we all have loved our furry friends, and have dealt with their loss in the end. We never believe this love can be found again, always thinking that the last was them. We are often afraid to open our hearts to the truth of losing another part. The senses we feel when this love is past, we believe in our hearts will forever last. Remember to cherish the memories for our pets pass on, never closing our hearts to a bright new dawn. For life continues from day to day, and beams in our souls like the sun's warm ray. For even though we feel such loss, cherish the great moments and the bad then toss. And keep open to the new arrival of a different furry friend, that may look somewhat different and confusing to comprehend. Life will continue and grow into a new start, and we'll again feel this unconditional love in our heart. So never close yourself off to the new possibilities of a newfound love. Instead, let your heart soar to the immaculate heavens above. For in this life there are new futures that include every one of God's loving creatures. So never treat the loss of the ones we've loved as the final end, but rather cherish the thoughts and open our hearts to a new furry friend.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets. Once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Maria Ryan.
Michael Hambrick.
And Scotty D.
Pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. That is the number to call with your questions. So what do you think about that poem that I wrote, Maria, in terms of the content of it? A lot of people lose a pet in their life. My nephew is going through that right now, my nephew Ryan, and they had to put their dog to sleep. And a lot of people say, I can never adopt again, or I don't want one right now, or they go out and get one the next day. I mean, what do you think? I mean, is it within that person or that family and dealing with it as they see fit? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's totally individual. Like, I'm the person... with the exception, we just lost Troy in January. It took a while because we had to get some things situated. But I needed to take that time anyway. But I'm the person that's like, and so Tammy, we're like, okay, let's go get a dog, like, you know, almost the next day kind of thing, because they give us so much. They just give us so much. It's, you know, and I've always had multiple dogs too. So... that kind of helps, but when you just have one dog, it feels like more of an impact. But I've heard people say, and I just had this conversation with one of my clients who were talking about loss and that type of thing, and yeah, people are like that, and you know, it's individual. But I can't even imagine like not adopting an animal that's in the shelter because I don't want to get another one, because of my feelings and my fears of not wanting to hurt again. But the love is just like unreal.
You know, it's funny that you said that, because you hit a point. I was talking with my nephew this morning, and we were talking about Zoe, his dog that, you know, they had to put to sleep. And they still have one dog, and they have two cats in the house. But he said how much quieter the house is, and not in a good way. He misses the noise. I mean, he's got three young kids, but he misses the noise of the dog. And, you know, the dog would always, you know, sleep with the kids, or the kids would sleep on the dog. But it,
yeah, that energy is gone.
Right. Even though they have a dog still left. But then that dog, dog is going through separation anxiety as well.
Mm-hmm. The dog is grieving also. The dog who is left is grieving as well.
Yeah, it
takes, don't think that, but they do.
It takes time, for sure. One thing that I like to say is that when you feel like you're ready to adopt another dog and to bring another dog into your life,
the best thing to actually consider and do would be to go to a shelter or go to a rescue, because you have to remember one thing, that if you adopt from a rescue or a shelter, you're saving a dog's life. You're not replacing the dog that you had. You can never replace that. You know, they're always going to be in your heart and in your mind. They're never going to go away in that aspect. But you do, when you are ready to adopt again and you go to a shelter or a rescue, just think, instead of that dog being put to sleep at that shelter, you brought it home and you gave it life.
Mm-hmm.
And even with older dogs, if you wanted to adopt a geriatric dog, older years, yep. You know they're already trained and they know what to do and everything. And those dogs really appreciate, whether it's a year, 2 years, or 3 years, that you have to spend with them, correct?
Totally. Absolutely. Absolutely. Jeremy and I happen to have rescued a puppy, but our intention, and eventually we're going to go get him somebody that's older, you know, from rescue, from the shelter. You know, Tony just had a very unique special type of situation where he came from. But yeah, I mean, Bella was a few years old when Tammy adopted her. So,
well,
yeah, why not?
I'm the same way with my cats. I adopted, mm-hmm. well, when Rainey died, which was she was my buddy. She passed, I already adopted Winter. And Winter was 9 months when mm-hmm. I adopted her. She was at a rescue. Mm-hmm. And then I mm-hmm. adopted Summer as a pal for Winter to play with.
Mm-hmm.
Summer got on my last nerve mm-hmm. within 24 hours. But thankfully, she became non-territorial after that, and I did too. So we actually made up. But she was 3 years old when I adopted her. And then, of course, and then Shadow came into my life, and that's a long story. But she was about 6 months old at the time. So I never adopted like a, you know, 8 week or 10 week old kitten. I've always adopted ones that are a little bit older, and it seems to have worked out. So, well,
yeah,
Maria,
definitely.
As we end this hour of Talking Pets, spay and neuter your pets and help control that pet population. And if you are looking to adopt an animal, like we just said, please go to your local shelter or rescue and get one there. And if you think you won't find a purebred, think again. They're there. From myself, John Patch,
Maria Ryan,
Michael Hambrick,
and Scotty D.
Maria, where can they find you on your podcast?
All over the place. The Dog on Positive Way, at Dog on Positive Training. I'm everywhere at Dog on Positive.
Sounds good. This is Talking Pets.
Expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.